and thank you so much for joining me, Rianette Leibowitz from SafetyNet. I am so happy that you're joining the Cyber Health feature today, because today we're talking about agriculture. And yes, I know it's a very different angle to take in terms of cyber health, but just hanging there, I'm going to introduce you to a fantastic speaker at the moment, just in a couple of moments. But to remind you, SafetyNet Cyber Safety is an organization that promotes responsible digital engagement, because we want to have good, responsible digital citizens. And I'm looking forward to share with you today, because the topic for today is about GCARD 3. And GCARD is an international agricultural conference, and it's called the Global Conference on Agricultural Research for Development, happening this week in Johannesburg. And as South Africa struggles to deal with rising food prices, the ripple effects of the worst drought to hit the country in 20 years, and issues of water shortage, leaders and agriculture experts from around the world descend to South African shores for the GCARD conference taking place in Johannesburg. And I'm so excited, because when you look at a conference like this, it was created to promote effective, targeted investment and build partnership capacities and mutual accountabilities to all levels of agricultural systems to meet the needs of resource-poor farmers and their communities. And I'm sure in the past, one aspect they didn't really give attention to was technology in terms of social media. So I'm very, very happy today, because I can speak to Peter Cassier, who originally studied graphical engineering and psychology. And Peter has over 30 years of professional experience as a trainer, software developer, IT and communications manager, scientific researcher and senior project manager. For 15 years, he managed the UN's technical intervention team, supporting humanitarian crises across the globe, and lots more. And that's why, Peter, thank you so much for joining me today and for taking the time to speak to us. I'm really excited to hear about this GCARD conference. And please tell us more about the social reporting aspect and what your role is going to be at this conference.
Hi, Rianette. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, you know, the times where you organize conferences like this and you confine the reach of the conference to the few hundred or maybe the few thousand people who are physically at the conference itself, those times are over. With the new technology, and especially with the social media, we have now the tools available to us to expand that reach to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people around the world who can be integrated virtually into what's happening with the conference on site. So it's really a way of using social reporting and using social media as a tool to reach out, is a way to interactively engage an audience, both at the conference, but much further beyond. We literally have hundreds of thousands of people following this conference online. We're webcasting the conference interactively, and people can, from anywhere where they are, from Timbuktu to Vladivostok, they can be integrated into the real-time discussions happening in Johannesburg as of tomorrow.
Fantastic. That is really great. So the boot camp aspect of it is quite interesting, and something that I'm sure it will take or get more attention as, you know, companies and organizations realize the power of the bloggers and social media during these events. But tell us more about the actual boot camp that's happening.
Well, social reporting is one fact, but what you do need is a group of people who are at the conference who can bring out the conference and break it open, make it more democratic. So you need an on-site group of bloggers, vloggers, people who can moderate the Facebook conversations and the Twitter conversations. And that needs some skills and tools. So for 3 days before the conference, we have now been training some of the participants, about 75 of them, in expanding their toolset, their social media toolset, to prepare them to report live from the conference. And we have a bit of a mix. We have people who are actually farmers, people who are researchers, academici, we have extension agents, all people who work for social media or in social media in the agriculture research environment. So this set of people have now their tool skills and are ready to do live reporting. Now, this is there is a goal for the conference itself to be able to bring quality reporting from the conference, but also we want to use the conference as a means rather than a goal, a means to develop capacity amongst the participants of tools and skills they can use way beyond the conference. These skills that they have picked up now in the bootcamp, in the training, are actually tools that they can use in their professional life for advocacy, for integration of online discussions in their actual work, way beyond the conference.
That's amazing. And I really think, like you said, it's not just a goal, but a means. It's something that it's already there. It's already happening. So why not use the opportunity to upskill people? And what excites me about it is the fact that this might actually show them this exciting world of being a blogger, the impact and the influence they will have, and it could become their careers going forward. So in terms of being a blogger, just for people who aspire to become bloggers, and it feels and looks like it's this huge task, in a nutshell, what would you say to those people?
There's different aspects on good blogging. You have, of course, the writing style and be able to pick into a topic which you might not be familiar in, and to be able to write something really exciting. But what is really exciting for blogging versus the old way of broadcasting content onto a website is the interaction. So what we do when we train people on blogging is for them to introduce a topic and introduce a discussion, an online discussion about the topic. Again, for a conference, this is how you break open the discussion way beyond the discussions happening during a conference itself. We have been preparing this conference already for several months, and we had up to now more than 400 blog posts already on this topic. But what is more important is that we had already tens of thousands of comments on the different topics that we're handling at the conference, which have been read and comments left by over 116,000 people. So you can imagine you have a conference of a few hundred people, but already 116,000 people have been involved in the discussions way before the conference. Yeah. And that really is the power of blogging. It's the online discussions, not just broadcasting information.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, involving the online public, the integration. And also, I think it helps to target the messaging at the conference much more clearer and more succinct. So thank you so much, Peter, for that. I appreciate it. If anyone wants to take part and see the conversations and the blogs going on and so forth while the conference is happening, where do they go? How do they get in touch?
The easiest way to follow the conference where we broadcast most of the information is on Twitter. You follow us with the Twitter crosshatch hashtag crosshatch GCard3, GCard with a C. And our main Twitter broadcast handle is at GFAR Forum in one word.
Okay, fantastic. Now I'll share that as well on my platform. So thank you so much, Peter. We wish you all the best. Have fun at the conference. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. And we look forward to seeing what's going to go on in the blogosphere. And that was Peter Garcia. Thank you very much. If you want to engage with SafetyNet, remember that it's at SafetyNet, SAVETNet. And we look forward to speak again next week. In the meantime, have fun on the cyber highway. And let's talk again next week. Thank you. Goodbye.